Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tepted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September the 6th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 10 and a quarter cents at 676, December wheat up 6 cents at 817, and November beans down 21 and three quarter cents at 1398 and three quarters. Meal was down 1090 a ton. Oil was down 297 ticks. The beans were under pressure as Argentina has told their farmers that if they'll sell grain, particularly soybeans, that they will give them 200 pesos to the dollar rather than 140, which is the standard exchange rate. So that's a big boost to Argentinian farmers to get them to sell current supplies. That means that China will have more than Brazil to look forward to getting grain from or beans from until the U.S. crop is here. It certainly takes a bite out of the U.S., which is why the beans were down 22 cents here today. In addition, the dollar was up 70 ticks here today, which they made a new contract high and high close in the dollar. So that's certainly not good, but the wheat and corn basically ignored it. Crop progress shows unchanged on corn and beans. 54 good to excellent on the corn, 57 on the beans. The export inspections were light. The corn came in at 518, wheat 478, beans 497. The Ukrainian situation shows a grave risk that there could be a major problem with that plant. I think that partially helped support the corn and the wheat out here. They're talking about lower yields on the report next Monday, not only here in the U.S., but around the world, and that seemed to support the corn and the wheat out here today. Certainly, there are problems around the world, but I think we've, you know, backed off of some of the real problems. Looking at the crop ratings, where it's bad, it's just bad. Tennessee, North Carolina, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, it's all bad, but there's an awful lot of good grain out there as well. The crude oil was steady here today. The Bitcoin closed under 19,000, made a new contract low, just missed the contract low close, but still pretty weak here. And, you know, the weather looks hot and dry now for the rest of the week. For much of the country, at least some rains maybe over the weekend in Kansas, maybe a little bit of rain in Nebraska here and there, but not much. So I think, you know, everybody was expecting the crop ratings to show a decline in corn. That didn't happen. So I would guess we might be a little bit lower overnight. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.